Dozens of companies urge Senate to pass law nationalizing U.S. elections, override abuse of state laws. By Hannah Blow on June 21, 2021. Dozens of companies have signed a letter urging the Democrat-led Senate to pass the radical left's measure designed to nationalize U.S. elections. The For the People Act, as it will, they say, override abuse of state laws. Over 70 companies signed the letter to express corporate America's support for the radical proposal, asserting that they have a responsibility to employees to ensure they can vote safely and without undue obstacles. This is why we support the For the People Act, one of the most significant pieces of legislation to strengthen our democracy since the civil rights era, they wrote. The companies claim that states this year have introduced barriers to silence Americans' voices, minority voices, particularly. These bills work in stark contrast to our interests, and make it more difficult for Americans to have a say in key decisions from healthcare to the economy by limiting our ability to register to vote and cast a ballot early or by mail. They continued, contending it is not a partisan issue. The For the People Act is not about choosing one party or one issue over another. It is about common sense reforms that protect and expand our democracy, and put the power in the hands of the people, they claimed. Signers include Ben & Jerry's, the Black Economic Alliance, Collaborative Solutions, Kangaroo Coffee, Legacy Vacation Resort, the National Hockey League, Patagonia, Social Goods, Tumblr, and dozens more. The letter's assertion that recent state election integrity measures are suppressive is false. For example, Georgia's law, which prompted the MLB to pull the All-Star game from Atlanta, actually expanded voter access. The nuts and bolts of the law are this: it makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., said during a March appearance on Breitbart News Daily. The biggest, probably the top four things to me, is it replaces a signature match with a voter ID on absentee ballots. It secures ballot drop boxes around the clock. It also requires poll workers to continue tabulating ballots until all votes are counted, and then it actually, contrary to what the national media and those that are profiting off of this whole exercise of not being truthful with people, expands voting access, especially on the weekends. As Breitbart News extensively detailed, the For the People Act would nationalize U.S. elections by stripping states of their ability to implement basic election integrity safeguards, such as voter ID. It would also protect illegal aliens who are registered to vote, prevent states from purging their voter rolls, allow unlimited ballot harvesting, and make nationwide vote by mail without photo ID a reality.